3, 2.
Good afternoon. The public and the media will be aware that the Ombudsman's own motion investigation into governance at the Corporation of Hamilton was tabled in the House of Assembly on Friday, 13th December 2013. It was an extensive and very detailed report, which illustrated, among other things, that the financial administration of the corporation is in a poor state due to maladministration. Additionally, the report highlighted a number of good governance violations that are of grave concern to the government, specifically arbitrary decisions made without regard for the technical advice of staff, questionable expenditures, $30,000 incurred estimates or incurred costs for dismissal of the previous auditors without proper notice, the initial refusal of some members to sign the June 2009 Code of Conduct, potential conflicts of interest, marked increase in retroactive and unsigned resolutions, unstructured meeting agendas, meetings held without the legal notice period, in the words, meetings called at the drop of a hat, and city business being conducted in secret caucus meetings. In addition to these findings, one of the more significant matters highlighted in the report was the waterfront development project, wherein there were good governance failures with respect to the request for proposal process, as well as the decision-making process. These actions were all called into question. The Ombudsman has noted that all of the failures would constitute maladministration. The public will also be aware that in addition to the findings contained in the Ombudsman's report, and in a more recent development, the corporation has acted upon a resolution to pay its elected officials on a retroactive basis. This decision was taken notwithstanding previous legal advice in which the corporation was made aware that the implementation of the resolution would be considered ultra vires. The government believes that the decision was unlawful. Additionally, I can advise that at around 1 p.m. today, pursuant to Section 7B6 of the Municipalities Act 1923, the minister charged with responsible for municipalities under Section 61 of the Constitution, being the Minister of Home Affairs, as is authorized under Section 7B6 of the Municipalities Act 1923, with the approval of Cabinet, serve notice on the Corporation of Hamilton, advising that the government, via the Minister of Home Affairs, will temporarily assume stewardship of the corporation's financial administration and treasury functions with immediate effect. The notice specified, quote, "The Minister believes that in accordance with Section 7B6 of the Act, it is in the public interest to temporarily assume stewardship of the financial administration and treasury services of the Corporation of Hamilton, because the services of the corporation are in a poor state due to maladministration, as illustrated by the report of the Ombudsman for Bermuda tabled in the legislature. In addition, the ministry is concerned about unauthorized payments to certain members of the corporation." Essentially, this action means that all financial matters are to be overseen and carried out only upon the authorization of the Minister of Home Affairs. This includes tendering, accounts receivable, accounts payable, purchasing, and all other money management issues. Corporation of Hamilton vendors should verify the originating authority for the purchase of any product or service, inclusive of legal services, before providing them. This will avoid delayed payments or risk of non-payment. It is regrettable that such action was taken and is necessary. However, the government has taken this action in the best interests of Bermuda. At this time, I will field questions regarding today's developments.
Do you want
to
try? Do you have
any period? Yes. Minister, how long, say temporarily, will assume control of the financial affairs?
That's a great question. The Act calls for temporary stewardship. We have already commenced discussions with the corporation in respect as to how long that may take. We, as you know, have an implementation plan that had been previously agreed to get certain things in order in accordance with the Act. We would anticipate that those items had been agreed would be expedited in terms of putting in financial instructions, code of conduct, and the like. At the moment, how temporary that is, I can't tell you. But when we have come to a determination on that, of course, we'll let the public know.
Is it correct that the government was not successful in court today in voting an injunction to prevent payments?
No, what happened today is, as a fact, the payments to which you were bringing the injunction proceedings had already been made. So it was then late to actually have brought that proceeding. The proceeding was withdrawn, and it was agreed that to go further on that would probably mean judicial review proceedings, so we're currently considering that as well.